Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You're listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my websites, recoveryradiokmp3.com, and to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. As always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started. Maybe it's just winding down. Maybe it's somewhere in the middle. But here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. And I'm grateful I have no desire to drink today. I'm so grateful for that. I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It is absolutely delicious. So yesterday, somebody reached out to me and they told me that they were sober for some months and they wanted a drink. And they asked for my thoughts about that, because after they told me their situation, I asked them, how can I help? I do that when people reach out to me. I ask how I can help. And what I'm asking is, do you need ears? Do you want me just to listen? Because a lot of times that's all people need. Because I'm of the belief that everybody knows what to do. It's in there. Sometimes you just have to hear yourself talk and work it out. And so sometimes just having ears for someone's extremely helpful for them. I know it is for me. I mean, how many times have you started to talk about a problem and then just have somebody bombard you with, you know, suggestions on how to repair it, and they're not even really listening to you? And I've done it. People do it. But I don't. It's not very helpful, though. So I always ask, how can I help? And what I'm asking is, do you want me just to listen? Or do you want perspective? Or do you want some feedback? What do you want? How can I help you right now? And this person said, you know, do you have thoughts on this? What's your experience with this? And some of you know that my very first episode, my first two episodes were about, well, my second episode, I think, was all about the insanity of alcohol returning in my sobriety and how I navigated that and how I went to great pains to discover why that had happened. And my having the answer to that now, you know, is why I am sitting here in front of the microphone. It's why I do the workshop. It's why I do literally everything I do. Because I know now why the insanity returned, why I was talking myself into drinking after being sober for a long time. And more importantly, I've learned how to prevent that from happening. It's not vague. It's not unclear. It's not mystical. It's very specific in the big book why that happens. And more importantly, how to keep that away. Which is why I always come into the show saying, I'm so grateful I have no desire to drink tonight, because it returned with a vengeance and it was hell on earth. And so I said to this person that that had happened to me and that I had learned how to prevent that from happening. And I talked about God being the sun in this metaphor, and that I needed the sun to shine on me to keep the main part of the alcoholic problem, the insanity of the first drink, in an arrested state. So I needed to keep the sun shining on me. And my job is to keep my blinds open. And that's where all my effort goes, to keeping my blinds as open as they can be. That's my focus in my life. I mean, I'm not kidding. That's literally it. Because I need to keep conscious contact with God. If I lose a conscious contact with God for long enough, if my blinds are closed for long enough, the insanity of the first drink will return and I will talk myself into drinking. Plain and simple. This person said that makes a lot of sense. That helps. We talked about what the blinds are made of. The blinds, what are they? What blocks me from God? Self. They're made of self. They're made of resentment, in other words. That's a blind. Fear. Fears are blinds. Resentments are blinds. Self-pity, blinds. Thinking I'm better than you. Thinking I'm worse than you. All that stuff. And then they said, what would you suggest that I do? And they just started to go through the steps. And I would think really hard about step three. Express the idea that God is the principle and I'm just an agent. In my own words. And then I would launch on a course of vigorous action and start cleaning house. Because my understanding is steps 4 through 9 are designed to kind of throw the blinds open a lot. It's their purpose. The main objective is of the book. Is to help you form a relationship with a higher power. And the analogy that I use are these blinds that are blocking me from God, and I've got to stay unblocked as best I can. It was never enough for me just to say, well, I know I just have to be less selfish. I just know I have to be nicer. Had to go through that process of opening the blinds, which is why my understanding of the Big Buck's definition of the alcoholic problem so useful, important. Because if I think selfishness is part of alcoholism, what efforts am I going to make to open the blinds? If I think the blinds are part of my alcoholism, I'm constantly telling myself that the blinds are part of my alcoholism. So many people believe this. It's going to change everything that I do and how I do it. It's going to change everything. Constantly telling myself I can't get rid of this because I'm an alcoholic. It just changes everything. Changes everything. Everything. And the book says the very opposite of this. Thank God. The book says God can remove the blinds. God can open the blinds. doesn't say it once, says it over and over again. So. And this person said that I was very helpful, and I thought I would pass that along today. And that's it. I'll give a shout out to Mallory, to Wes, to Ross, to Richard, to Katie, to Yasmin. And a special shout out to Chelsea. Dave, if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. Everything's okay. I gotta go do a modeling shoot right now. These pastel colors, the tagline is, they're not Easter eggs. You know what? My jokes have been getting more vulgar lately. Have you noticed that? Or is that not true? Have they always been kind of vulgar? I don't know. My blinds are closed. Is there a lunar eclipse today? Is it something like that? I'm just not able to get it together right now at the end anymore. Is something happening? All right, I'm not funny. I'm gonna leave. I really gotta go. I do not know why my life was saved, but I am going to go try live life that was worth saving, and I hope you'll do.